Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbara, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to video, we're going to be discussing how to align your interests and set goals as a passive investor. So if you're looking to see how you can align your interests and how you can really scale your portfolio as a passive investor, I want you to listen on. This is such an important topic right now in the current market. We have general partners, sponsors of deals that are pausing distributions. They're having capital calls. There's even some foreclosures out there. Well, what to do? I look at it as there's problems in the economy. There's problems in these deals. What's the opportunity? And some of you may be saying right now, there is an opportunity. I've lost my money. Well, guess what? I've been there too. My first passive investment was a total disaster. Not only did I invest once with this sponsor, I invested in a second deal because I was getting checks from the first one. So I'm getting checks after 3 months and he comes over. He goes, I've got another park to invest in, Gino. Oh, great. I'm getting deals, getting money coming in. Why not? So I put money. I ended up losing $172,000. That was a huge problem, but that led to my opportunity. And the opportunity was I need to learn this business the right way. I need to understand multifamily. I got onto a couple of mentorship groups. I invested a ton of money into my education. And then the opportunity after that arose when I met my business partner, Jake, and I started investing in multifamily. I don't think if I had that cataclysmic loss of money, because for me back then, $172,000 was everything that I had saved. So I had made so many mistakes. That's why it's important in this lesson right now, we're going to be discussing alignment of interests and setting, you know, goals for yourself as you being the investor. And this can be whether you're a passive investor or, you know, an active investor investing in deals. And I also want the sponsors or the general partners out there to listen to this and say, huh, this is how I speak to passive investors. I should be aligning my interests with theirs so I'll get more investors and I'll get happier investors and I'll get investors that I can serve. So the very first thing when we're talking about this is when you're an active investor, you're out there, you're a general partner, you're a sponsor, you're a Jake and Gino, you tend to understand the risks. When you're speaking to a passive investor, and here I'm the passive investor here, do you truly understand the risks? Make sure that the sponsor is telling you all the risks and that there are risks. Because if you're talking to a sponsor or a general partner and they're saying, there's really no risks in this deal, everything's guaranteed, you need to run, not walk away. You need to run away from that sponsor. I wish I had done that back in 2005. This was promoted as, hey, this is a mobile home park. Everyone needs housing down there. We're getting it at such a great price. That should have been a cue to me to say, not only can I lose the capital that is not coming to me, I can lose my entire investment. A lot of people out there think that, hey, you know, you lose money in real estate, you're not going to lose the capital that you have invested. The deal goes bad, you're going to get your money back. That's not how it works. It works differently in so many deals. Understand the risks. Now, Jake and I have launched this new program. It's called Passive Investor Pro. If you want more information on how to start investing as a passive investor, we have coaching calls one-on-one. We have business blueprints with myself. We have part of the Jake and Gino community coming out these events. The phone number is 865-800-3905. If you'd like to get more information on how to become a passive investor. Now, the second one, when you're talking to a sponsor with the alignment of interests, you need to understand as a passive investor, the majority of these real estate deals, the money is illiquid. Now, over the past few years, sponsors were getting into deals. 18 months later, they were liquidating, selling, returning capital. Well, that gravy train has stopped. You need to understand as a passive investor that your money is going to be illiquid. And you, as the sponsor, need to make sure to understand to tell the passive investor, hey, your money is going to be locked up for whatever your business plan is. Is it the next 3 years? Is it the next 5 years? As a passive investor, are you okay with that? You may have money in your 401k where you want to redirect to a self-directed IRA. That's fine. But if you're putting your last $50,000 into a deal and you need that money to live or that's your emergency funds, is that a good deal? Are you aligning interests? Now, once again, let me go through that three-step framework because I jumped right into this thing, but it's really important, that three-step framework for passive investing. The first one is the sponsor, the jockey, right? That's the person who's running the deal. You go back in the previous how-to lesson, we talked about the sponsor. The second piece of the framework is where we're focusing on right now. That's the saddle, the alignment of interests. You're sitting on top of the horse on the saddle and your interests need to align with the sponsors. And the sponsors need to align with yours if this is going to be really a healthy relationship. And the third part of the framework is the horse, which is the deal. We're not going to get into buy right, manage right, and finance right in this lesson. But the deal is the last part. And what do most passive investors do? They focus on the horse first and then the sponsor. And even the third part, they focus on their alignment of interests. You as the passive investor need to say, what's in it for me? You know, Zig Ziglar's famous channel on the radio, WIFFM. I'm sorry, WIIFM. I don't remember. What's in it for me? You as the passive investor have to always be thinking about that. Your interests first. Do they align with this deal and with this sponsor? Now, this next one is really important. Well, there's two. These next two are so important for me. Is the sponsorship group, are they putting money, capital into this deal? Their own hard-earned money, not just the money that they're getting from fees. That was one of my downfalls. One of the big red flags that I made a mistake back in 2005 in my first passive investment. The sponsor, I mean, let's not even get into the fact that it was a syndication. It was a security. We didn't even draw up any paperwork. That's how, with lack of a better word, ignorant I was. I could say a lot of words about myself back then. Man, I was really foolish. But this sponsor, this partner of mine, I invested all the capital. He invested none. So when the deal went south, guess what? He disappeared into the sunset. He had nothing to lose. I had everything to lose. Are interests aligned at that point? I don't think so. But I didn't think of it that way back then. I want you to think of it that way right now. Is the sponsorship group, do they have any skin in the game? Now, I know they're signing on the deal. They're signing on the debt. If something happens, they're held to that deal. They may never get another deal in the future. Maybe more difficult. I get all that. But I want the sponsorship group to put money into the deal. I would rather have a sponsor who has every last nickel into this deal rather than a sponsorship group that has just a little bit of capital, has 30 of the deals floating out there. If something happens to my deal, that sponsorship group is really not going to work as difficult or as hard as that sponsor who has all this skin into that deal and he needs to make that deal work. So understand, are your interests aligned there? Ask them, do they have any skin in the game and how much? The more, obviously, the merrier. Now, this next one, when sponsorship groups are raising capital, are they overraising on the deal to give it back to you as a return of cash flow? They're calling it cash flow. It's not a return of cash flow. They're just returning the money that they overraised on you. Make sure, and that's why we have Passive Investor Pro. We've seen a lot of T12s and pro formas and PPMs from sponsors with overraise on capital. And you'll see in the bottom of the T12, they've got an overraise and they're giving it back to the investors. Now, it's not illegal. They're telling you that. But if you don't understand that as an investor, you're going to invest in this deal thinking you're getting cash flow when you're not getting cash flow. You're just getting your money returned to you and it's costing you money. How crazy is that? Understanding to read that is so important. That's why we created Passive Investor Pro, to get on calls with our coaches, to make sure you look at the deal, to understand all those different formulas, whether it's a debt coverage ratio, what does cash on cash look like? Is that an achievable IRR? That's what the program is all about. Now, this is an important one as well. What do the waterfalls look like? What does the splits look like? If the deal does better, does the sponsorship group make more money? You want this deal to do really well. You want the sponsorship group to get compensated based on the performance of the deal. And how do you do that? You make sure that the sponsorship group with the waterfall structure, the better they do, the better the deal does, the better they do, and the better you do. You want your interests to align when it comes to that point. And I think a lot of us overlook that and we just take it at face value. You want to make sure that the sponsorship group has to work hard, has to do a good job based on this deal. Understand that. And that brings me to the next point of fees. Well, every deal needs to have fees and the sponsorship group needs to get paid. There is a lot of work. I've been on both sides of the equation. Passive investing is difficult upfront. You need to vet the sponsors. You need to do your homework. You need to actually earn the money. But once you've invested in the deal, you're pretty much hands off, or you should be pretty much hands off. The sponsorship group is the one that's going out there. They have all the relationships. They have the business plan. They've got to execute on a daily basis. They have to asset manage. They have to property manage. They need to get compensated for that. There's acquisition fees, asset management fees, construction management fees, disposition fees. What I want you to do as the passive investor is to go out there, look at what other groups are doing. Just Google multifamily syndication groups and see all of the different groups out there, opt into all of their newsletters, opt into all their websites, get their emails, and see what they're charging as far as the co-promotes. What's the structure? Are they giving away 70% to the limited partners and 30% they're keeping themselves? Is it 80-20? Is it 90-10? What's going on in the marketplace right now? That preferred rate of return, that hurdle rate, the first X percent of capital cash flow that goes to limited partners, what does that look like? Asset management fees, what are the average groups charging out there? Now, these groups need to charge and need to make money. But if you're looking at it and you're saying the sponsorship group looks like they're really charging a little too much for a lot of these fees, and it looks like this deal is really stretched thin, you need to ask yourself, is this group just doing the deal for the fees, or is there a viable business plan to actually make money on this deal? That's why coaching and looking at the T12s and understanding the underwriting will only be able to answer that question. Now, this last one, I can keep going on, but what I want you to do, give us a phone call. Give us a call. We've got an entire program. We've got over 50 lessons online that go through all of the different steps of vetting a sponsor, vetting a deal, doing the math, creating your LP team. But this last one, and this is something that I picked up at a Jake and Gino boot camp. We had a student presenting, and he said, ask the sponsorship group if they have had any kind of NOI increase over the last 3 years in any of their deals. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if a sponsorship group or Jake and Gino, we bought a deal back in 2019 and we were okay. We ran the deal. NOI didn't really go up. But after 2 or 3 years, we sold at a profit. Well, what happened? How did that happen? Well, it was just the luck of the market. Cap rates were still compressing. They were going down. Cap rates going down, prices going up. Now, a sponsorship group that made a lot of money, they increased NOI at that time. And they got the double whammy of cap rates going down, NOI going up. So ask the sponsorship group if they've had any full cycle deals, what did NOI percent increase look like? And if it's flat and yet they made a profit, I'm not telling you not to invest with that group. Just understand that they didn't add any value to those deals that they had. Are they going to add value to the deal that you're looking at right now? Very, very important. Finally, as general partners, as sponsors, I don't want you to go out there and pressure people to invest with you. LPs, passive investors, we feel the pressure. If it's a great deal, talk about it on its merits. Now, obviously, if you only have 10 spots open, make sure you tell them. Say, hey, we only have 10 spots open. I don't want you to miss out. You need that commitment because once funding starts, we need to fund this deal as quickly as possible. That's what passive investors need to understand. But at the same time, if you're a passive investor and you're getting pressured every day, I need your money. I need your money. And you're not really sure about it. Hey, no deal is better than a bad deal. So decide to pass on it. You as a passive investor need to understand all the risks in the deal. You need to understand if your interests are aligned with the sponsor. You need to understand what your goals are in investing in this deal. And you need to be comfortable with the deal not returning any capital, well, not getting your capital back, possibly in the next 3 to 5 years. If you're all okay with that, sign up with that sponsor. Do that deal. It's an amazing vehicle, multifamily, but you need to understand why you're driving that vehicle. For us, it's created a lifestyle. It's created financial freedom. It's created amazing tax benefits. It's created control in our lives and our financial lives as well. If you want more information, once again, just go to jakeandgino.com/apply. Connect with our team members. Start discussing that path of multifamily and how you can become a multifamily entrepreneur with Jake and Gino. Now, listen, I want to thank you for spending part of your time here listening to this how-to episode. It's such an important episode, whether you're a sponsor of a deal or a passive investor. Thanks again, and we'll see you on next week's how-to.